The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Beloved, today our prayer topic is, let not your death stroke your finished work be in vain. Let not your death stroke your finished work be in vain. Today, we want to pray in anger. We want to pray in anger. From 4:20, myself and the lady pastor have really prayed in anger. And we want to pray how the Holy Spirit was leading us. So we are just continuing. And want to pray with you the prayer points that the Holy Spirit has really dropped. Beloved, you and I are the only people here on earth who can call on God and God will listen. You and I are the only people here on earth who have a direct link to heaven. In fact, through Jesus Christ, anybody, even if you are a Muslim and at a point you sincerely believe that it is Jesus, you have a link. Sincerely believe. You have a link. You are connected. You are connected. Look, I know Muslim women, especially those around the church, even two brethren, who tell me, Pastor, everything you are doing in the church, when we are in our room, we are also praying. When you say declare this, we also declare. We believe in Jesus, but you know our people. We can't come. It will surprise you that those people, those Muslims will go to heaven. I'm telling you, they will go to heaven. It's about the heart. It's so much about the heart. The woman with the issue of blood called Veronica in Mark chapter 5 verse 28, she said in her heart, or she thought, everything is within your spirit. It is within your spirit. And then it manifests in the physical. But where you cannot manifest it, it is still working. But when you manifest it and dare the consequences, you have greater honor. Like these Muslims, if they dare the consequences, they have a greater honor before the Lord. Beloved, we want to pray. Let not your death stroke your finished work be in vain. The greatest scripture that describe what Jesus really went through on the cross is Isaiah 53 from verse 3 to 5. But our prayer point is going to zero in on verse 5. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, like one from whom men hide their face. This is from the old NIV. Their faces. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmity. Some say he took away. This is another prayer point. We shouldn't suffer what he has taken away. He has taken away our shame. He has taken away our disgrace. He has taken away our pain. He has taken away our negative past. He has taken it away. He has taken away our poverty. He has taken away our infirmity, that is sicknesses and diseases. Look, when you stand on this scripture of whatever you are going through, that he has taken away barrenness. He has taken away infertility. Oh my God. If you stand on this for one year, give this scripture 10 minutes every day, just 10 minutes, 10 minutes a day for 1 year. He has taken away. You see the prayer. What has he taken away? He has taken away. Then you mention it. Everybody says he has taken away. He has taken away my pain. He has taken away my sorrow. He has taken away my disgrace. He has taken away my disgrace. Shalabakarabashata kabayakatakaba. Libro koto rakaita kuli. Mazeketeketekebaya. He has taken away my singleness. He has taken away my singleness. He has taken away my delays. 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 He has taken away all 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 my fears. 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 He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away my shortcomings. He has taken away my shortcomings. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away.
He has taken away.
In Jesus' mighty name. You see, we haven't even finished verse. I say, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. He has taken away any arrow that should pierce me. He has taken away. He has taken away. He has taken away the piercing arrow that is targeting me. He has taken away. He has taken away. Therefore, I declare any arrow that has been fired, any arrow of poverty, of sickness, of disease, any arrow that has been fired against my star, against my destiny, against my dream, any arrow that has been fired on my health, on my body, on my marriage, on my husband, on my wife, on my children, on my family, any arrow that has been fired on my business, on my career, on my finances, on my investment, any arrow that has been fired in Jesus' name. Let me, when You hear arrow has been fired. Look, that means what arrow is physically. Arrow is a pointed something. It's a weapon that when it hits you, you die. In the spiritual realm, it is not so. In the spiritual realm, an arrow can be a wrong medication. An arrow can be a wrong counsel, a wrong advice. An arrow can be a wrong decision. An arrow can be a wrong choice. An arrow. Look, the way things are in the spiritual realm are not the way they are in the physical. You see, sometimes these things are used just for to give us some understanding that there is something. So when we say any arrow that has been fired on my marriage, somebody can just think, how is an arrow fired on my marriage? Look, your husband can be giving a wrong advice. Somebody can tell your husband something negative about you. As for Akos, you don't know her. Even your mother, even your in-law, your own sisters, they can tell, oh, as for Akos, when she was growing, hey, as for Akos, this. And your husband can use that against you. Somebody can tell your wife something negative about you. As for this family, as for these people, so you don't know them. It can be an arrow. But you see, these informations are not so, maybe to help you to know how to manage the person. The person saying this may not mean any evil. Yes, because we need things to work on ourselves. Yes. But when it is an arrow that has been fired, this good advice for you to know, it can become poison to you. Those are the things some of us pastors who are ministers, not maintainers. These are the things we suffer. As if we are entering into people's lives. Leave me alone. Yes. I leave you alone. So I leave your pain alone. I leave your burden alone. Jesus didn't come to leave us alone. Look at the way Jesus lived. Look at the way he was an arrow in the lives of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Yes. He entered the temple and beat them out. How they were using the temple. He called them brood of vipers. Brood of vipers. Snakes, serpents. Look at what he did to the Syrophoenician woman who went to beg for the daughter to be healed. We don't give children's bread to dogs. Dogs. Some of you, you will follow him again. Hey, pastor calling me dog. That's the end. Magi? Fawa, sorry. Magi? But remember that another place you are going, he may not say dog. But another thing that you will do. Look, where human beings are gathered, where human beings are gathered. Let me not continue. Last week, I was laughing at somebody. He left our place, went to a place, left that place, went to a place. He himself was telling me. And I was looking at him. And then he ended. In fact, honestly, in fact, no human institution is perfect. No human institution is perfect. You think your husband is the worst? You haven't met men. You think your wife is the worst? You haven't met women. You have not met women. And let me tell you, in relationship, as we grow, look, situation changes us. Situations reveals who we are. Myself, my wife, very soon we shall be 34 years in marriage. we are still knowing each other. I'm telling you, we are still knowing the good things, the best thing that we have inherited from each other, especially when situations come. It is always good for situations to come to reveal. Situations always come to do what? To reveal. Situation come to reveal three things. That's why we need situations. Somebody should write this. Situation comes to reveal three things. Every situation, even if it's a mistake you are going to make, and God allows you to make a mistake. Look, sometimes God will intentionally be quiet for you to take a wrong step, a wrong thing. If he knows that that situation is going to reveal three things, these three things, every situation that comes your way is a school, is a class, is an examination. Somebody should write this. Every situation that comes your way is a school, is a class, is an examination for your promotion. I'm telling you, for your spiritual promotion, for your social promotion, for your spiritual promotion, for your social promotion, for your heavenly promotion, for your earthly promotion. Every situation that comes your way, write these things down and meditate on them. Every situation that comes your way is a school, is a class, is an examination. Write them for me. Every situation that comes your way is a school, is a class, is an examination. For what? Number one, your spiritual promotion. Number two, your moral, your social promotion, your moral promotion. Number three, number four, your heavenly promotion. Number five, your earthly promotion. Every situation. Why can't I stop this? Why can't I continue? Every, this keeps on coming. Maybe it's my message. Maybe somebody's way. Every situation that God allows you to go through according to your strength, because he will not allow anything to come your way, which you cannot bear. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. He won't allow it. If he knows that through that it will destroy you, will die, he will not allow it. But when he allows it, that situation is a school, number one. It's a class, number two, is an examination. An examination, number three. And it is a school, a class, an examination for five promotions. Number one, your spiritual promotion. Number two, your social promotion. Number three, your moral promotion. Number four, your heavenly promotion. Number five, your earthly promotion. Now, write this. Every situation reveals three things. Every situation reveals three things. Number one, it reveals you. It reveals you to yourself, to other people. It reveals your nature, your weakness, your strength. This is cool. It reveals your nature, your school, your strength. It reveals your nature, your strength, your weaknesses. Yes, it reveals. That is why situations must come. Now, it reveals that to yourself, you yourself first, and reveals that to others around you. Please, let's be patient with each other. When situations are revealing people, we are to help them. That's why I've just been patient with some people. I would have cut off some people from my life forever. Forever and ever. But God told me that I was praying when was that? Friday morning. And then God sent a name. I didn't want to pray, but I have to obey him. When I finished, and I said, God, why did you drop this name that I should pray for this person? He said, the person is GP. The person is my GP. I said, oh, girls prefer, because the person is a lady. Girls prefer the lady who misbehaved some time ago. I don't even know where she is. Girls prefer. Say, no, she is God's project. God's project. God's project. So now I know that some people are just God's project. Leave them into the hands of God. They are God's project. You know, when situation reveals people, naturally, human beings, we just say, Sakurano, Sanotio. That's how he is. That's how he is. Do you know? We are to intercede for the person. Some of us, we cut off. Look, I am an expert in cutting people off until God visited me. And I got to know that some people, it was the devil that is working that through me to cut people off. Because some are something to me. But then they have that situation. So mine is to be patient. Mine is to handle them with maturity. There are people I've cut off from my life. They should have been a blessing to me. I'm telling you, they should have been a blessing to me. Those days, oh, come on. I was telling somebody last week, I say, you, maybe because of you, God visited me. I would have cut you off long time. Because those I've cut off, they didn't do this. They didn't come to this level. We go to funerals. We go to occasions. And then I meet old people. Look, people look at me like this. They are wiping their tears. Because we've ate together. We talk together. We pray together. We do things together. Bam! I won't tell you anything. I am off. You won't hear of me again. I won't pick your calls again. I won't. Nothing. 10 years. Then we meet at the funeral. They are crying. What happened, Pastor? What did my family do? What did we do? They would just be laughing at them. It was my expertise. But God visited me and told me that the devil is using that. Because me, myself, I should mature with people. Listen to me. God is using your husband's attitude to mature you. God is using your wife's attitude to mature you. If you are a man of God here, God is using your church members to mature you. Hey, I want us to pray today that we want to pray in anger. God, these teachings are coming like this. This is a Sunday teaching. God is using that person's behavior to teach you. I'm telling you. So, number one, I haven't mentioned the trio. Every situation reveals, number one, it reveals you yourself. It reveals your nature, your character, your weakness, your level, your strength. Yes. It reveals where you are. It reveals what you are made up of to yourself and to others around you so that you check those areas. So that you check those areas. Especially when the situation happens for people to see, you are blessed. When the situation happened for everybody to see, you are the most blessed. Because God is going to touch somebody to intercede for you. But when nobody sees it, only you and the devil. Only you and the devil. The devil will use that to accuse you. And those of us, When we see people's situations, we are to intercede for them and help them. And help them. We should not add up. Some of us, we go to prop up. Oh, why are they? Who are they, man? Who are concerned? Why are they, papa, papa? Do you know? You have compromised. You are an accomplice. You are an accomplice. You are also an accomplice. God is just making my ministry easy for me. He is showing me the reason why blessings are not coming, doors are not opening, so, so, and so. Is it my servant? He sent two men of God to me with a message, and I was encouraged. See, God said, you are on my path. You are on my way. You are really doing my will, and my hand is upon you. And those who submit and listen and follow, they will see my glory. Follow you, they will see my glory. I say, wow, if I didn't believe it. He said, we are one of the churches God has chosen. God brought him out of the body, sent him to every region, regional capital, and some towns. And at each city, God will take him to a church. This one is still with me. This one is no longer with me. That's the pastor. He started well. He's no longer with me. This one is with me. This one. And those he pointed that are with him, go to them physically. So he came to me. Number two. Situation reveals God's glory. It reveals the dimension of God. Beloved, I don't know what you are going through with your boss, at your workplace, with your finances, with your husband or your wife. I don't know the mistake you have made. I don't know the challenges surrounding you. Look, that situation is revealing the dimension of God's character to you, a dimension of God's ability, God's power, God's glory. That situation is revealing. Hey, people are receiving teachings. Oh, this thing, you don't get them anywhere. Oh. My God, this is Rhema faculty. I give you the glory, Lord. I owe you an offering for this. Holy Spirit, remind me for your offering on Sunday. So every situation reveals out a dimension of God. So what do we do when we are in a situation? Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know I am the Lord. Holy Ghost Academy. Thank you, Holy Ghost Academy. Hoga, God bless you. Hey, yesterday I didn't give Brother Alex the 10 CDs. He didn't ask me. You too, I owe you 10 CDs today for Holy Ghost Academy. You know something? So, all that you need to do is pray. Pray to God. Focus on Jesus. That's the meaning of be still. To be still doesn't mean that keep quiet. It means focus on Jesus and pray. Focus on the finished work and pray. Those of you can pray in tongues, pray more in tongues. Don't focus on the challenge. It means focus on the finished work of Christ on the cross. Focus on what Christ has done and pray, 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 pray in tongues. If you can pray in tongues, pray more in tongues and listen to the Holy Spirit. That's the meaning of be still and know that I am the Lord. Whilst you are praying, you are listening to your spirit. That's the meaning of be still. And be still means stop complaining, stop grumbling and pray. Stop complaining, stop grumbling and pray. Somebody should write it. Be still. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still means stop grumbling, stop complaining and pray. That's the meaning of be still. Be still. It doesn't mean be quiet. It means stop complaining, stop grumbling, and pray on that thing. Stop complaining, stop grumbling, stop complaining, stop grumbling, stop complaining, stop grumbling. That's the meaning of Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Yours is just to pray and open up your spirit for the next instruction, for the next word, that for the next direction that God will give to you. And as you are praying, when he leads you to go and seek counsel, you go and seek counsel. Go to this person and talk your problem. Go to this person and share. Some of you are very, very secretive. Your secretive will take you to your grave. May God deliver you. You are afraid. I am not saying that come and share your things with me. No. I don't want it. You know, do you know that the moment you share your problem with somebody, the person becomes responsible. God will question the person. What did you do with this? What did you do with this? That's why I don't like people to share things with me. I am not saying that don't share. But you think we are just happy to be hearing people's things. Pastor will use it to go and preach. We are not trained like that. We are not. You see, human experience, it casts across. So when I am using a certain illustration, you would think it is what I know about you. In fact, that's why I don't visit my church members. I don't want, but visiting is very good because the man of God carries some presence. But you see, you visit or you come, you chat. When the man of God stands there and is preaching, you say, when he came to my house, when he came to my office, the things he came to see there, Charlie, this ministry thing is something, Oh, boy. You must die to do the work of God. I'm telling you. You visit, you are in trouble. You don't visit, you are in trouble. When you are preaching, somebody is saying, Pastor is preaching you. What he came to my house to see? What is this? Pastor, meanwhile, the word is just coming. Hey, pray for us. It's not easy. That's why we must die. We must die to follow him. So, the second revelation of your challenge is the dimension of God in your life to you. And the third is the limitation of Satan. The limitation of Satan. Look, when you stand firm, you will see the limitation of Satan. One of the prayers we are going to pray, any prediction, anyone who has predicted something evil against me and waiting to see their prediction come to pass, let them be disappointed. Amen. Let them be disappointed. It's one of the prayers you are going to pray. Amen. Anyone who has predicted something against me and is waiting and laughing for that thing to come to pass. Let me explain this. There was a wedding. I was in my church, in our church Deliverance. When the singing, the things were going on, I don't do this because when I take my seat in clerical, you take your seat. I was just feeling agitated. Then I just felt like walking back because you followed the Holy Spirit. I walked back to the main door there. And I was just standing there. Then the Holy Spirit said, turn. I turned my leg. Two ladies. Obey to me. They were gossiping about their friend, the lady. I took note of them. So after the whole thing, I called one. They didn't know that I was standing there watching them. I said, who is this? They say, we are very good friends. He said very good things. We've worked together before, this and this and that. Obey to me, Awari. Look, you don't know what people are saying behind you. But this morning, I declare, anybody that has predicted any negative thing and waited to see that negative thing coming to pass in your life, let the person be disappointed. Let the death of Jesus Christ disappoint the person. Let the finished work of Christ disappoint the person. Disappoint the person. Disappoint the person. Say, my Father in heaven, any evil projection that has been made against me, Let your finished work cancel it.
Swallow it.
Any evil prediction, any evil prophecy
that has been said
against my destiny, against my dream,
against anything of mine.
Let your finished work swallow it.
Frustrate it.
Kill it.
Frustrate it.
Let your death, yes,
kill
Lord.
It.
Let your finished work, destroy it, frustrate it, yes Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let's pray the second prayer. Say, anyone that is waiting
to see
his
or her secret
evil predictions
to come to pass.
Anyone
that is waiting
and smiling
to see
his or her secret
evil predictions
against me
coming to pass.
Let your death and your finished work disappoint them.
Let's continue to declare in the name of Jesus. Let the work of Christ on the cross, let the finished work of Christ, let your death on the cross disappoint them, cause them to be disappointed. Let your death and your finished work disappoint them. Any evil projection, anything against me, Lord. Yes, Lord, and waiting. Yes, to see it manifest or happen to me. Lord, let your death on the cross, let your finished work on Calvary destroy it right now. Let your death disappoint them. Let your finished work disappoint them. Let them be disappointed. Let their wish never come to pass. Let their wish never come to pass. Let their prayers never come to pass. Let their desires never come. Finished work disappoint them. Let your cross, the work you did on the cross, disappoint them. Let them be disappointed forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be disappointed. Let them be disappointed. Let your finished work disappoint them. Let your death on the cross and your finished work disappoint them. Disappoint them. Yes, Lord. Those who are secretly wishing evil for us, those who are secretly wishing evil, predicting evil, or working to cause it to manifest, let your death on the cross that did the deal for us, yes, disappoint them, destroy their plans, frustrate them, oh God, kill everything, oh God, that they have projected. Let your death disappoint them. Let your finished work, oh God, disappoint them. Disappoint them. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be forever disappointed.
Let them be forever disappointed. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Let me tell you this. Please, take care of yourself. We human beings are containers. I'm telling you. Any spirit we open up will use us and leave us. That's why we are to protect ourselves. We are going to pray prayer. You know, like I just told you about the death of this great gospel musician, that a prophecy came on the 9th of February, ditto. our Easter convention speaker, Newton Jolu District. Yes, Dito, that guy was in was at Ebenezer Assemblies of God. But it doesn't mean that right now, as those things are happening, politicians will start running to him. They will start calling him. They don't know that it was God who just revealed that at that time. At that time. And sometimes you don't take care. When people begin to flock you, then you begin to create things to tell them. If you don't fear God, you begin to create things to tell them because you want advantage. We need them. By listening to me, you have the Holy Spirit to tell you things.
Hmm.
I was just thinking, did this singer hear that prophecy? When he heard about it, what did he do? Look, don't take anything for granted. No, 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 no. Your child, your small girl, your whatever rise. Oh, I had a dream, mama. I had a dream that they shot you. I had a dream that... Don't say, come on, keep quiet, you are a child. Hey! Deal with it. Spend 5 minutes. Deal with it. Somebody tells you something, gives you a prophecy, or gives you a word. Oh, the Lord told me this. But because you don't like the person, you hate the person, so you don't want to listen, you will die. Sometimes if God wants to humble you, he will pass something through the person you hate. Yes, when he wants to humble you, he will pass something through the person that you don't like. How do you, human being, you are alive and you say, I don't like this person. Hey! I don't use that language. But people use it. As for me, I don't like this person. Say, I don't like his or her attitude. I don't like the way he behaves. I don't like the way he reacts. I don't like the way he responds. Say that you don't like something about a nature. But don't say I don't like him. Because you don't know who God will use to be a blessing to you. Yes. You know something? We want to pray a prayer. That any access, I will take 10 minutes of your time. Any access
I have given
to negative predictions,
to work against me.
We are going to confess and take it back. Do you know? Look, there are people who are always thinking. They are imagining. Go to my Facebook and study on witchcraft. Witchcraft. Look, they focus. If somebody wants you to get accident, they will focus on an accident. They will focus the kind of accident, the car somersaulting. So in their mind, they will see the car somersaulting. They will see you coming out and the car will somersault and come and hit you. That's what they will see you. And then they will be mentioning your name. Yes, so you are. Do you know? That's what we call spell. That's how spells are cast.
Mm-hmm.
You mention the person's name or you take the person's picture. And what you want to happen to the person, you'll be saying it. You take husband and wife's pictures. What you want that marriage to be, you'll be saying, this is all witches they do in the night when we are asleep. Then in the daytime, you wake up into it. Night is for formation. Night is an incubator. Nighttime. That's why at least you should do 30 minutes prayer. Before you go to night, secure your night and declare the things that you want the day. Day is for hot manifestation. The sun is to manifest. Go and read Psalm 19, verse 1. The firmament, the sky declare what? His glory. Daytime is to manifest the glory of God. Is to manifest what the night you have spoken into the night. This is a revelation. So we want to declare. So you see, then, sometimes we give access to this declaration, our talking, our thinking, our lifestyles. So they give these predictions as look, Satan is not working. Oh, Satan is not working at all. In fact, the person whose work is the easiest among men is Satan. I'm telling you, his work is the easiest, especially among Christians. Who, when we are gathered and the spirits are around, cool. They know they can't touch her. They know they cannot do. So do you know what they do? They create situations. They will let somebody annoy you. They will let your husband annoy you. They will let your wife annoy you. They will let your child do something. They will let... Now, they know the natural anger. They won't strike at the natural... In fact, the angels will not allow them to take advantage of natural anger. We need natural anger. Natural anger doesn't last. Shouldn't last for the whole day. Hey. But when it crosses the line of natural anger, the spirit enters. That's all. Then all the spells that people have cast, the evil predictions, she shouldn't marry. Her husband shouldn't love her. His wife should never be submissive. He should be a rude wife to him. So and so. They will start manifesting. His business should not work. They will start manifesting in your life. Say, my Father in heaven. Any avenue, any access I have given for this wrong prediction, for this wrong and evil prediction in secret,
and evil predictions
in the secret place, to work against me, to work against me, I confess and I take back, I confess and I take back, I confess and I nullify, I confess and I nullify, I confess and I shut down, I confess and I shut down, I confess and I shut down, I confess and I shut down. 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 I confess and I shut down.
I shut down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, till Tilda. We want to pray your prayer. You know, in every challenge, after being still, which means, instead of complaining, keep on praying. Pray for endurance.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for patience. Pray for perseverance. Persevere. Stand firm. Don't give up. Endure. Stand firm. Go through it. Don't give up. Be patient. Be patient. Give God time. Be patient. Say, Lord,
Lord,
in this challenge,
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 this challenge,
in this challenging
in this
time,
challenging times,
we pray for endurance.
Pray for endurance.
We pray for endurance.
Pray for endurance.
We pray for endurance.
Pray for endurance.
We pray for patience.
We pray for patience.
We pray for perseverance.
For perseverance.
We pray 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 for perseverance. Yes, Lord.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance. We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for endurance.
We pray for perseverance.
We pray for patience. We pray for patience, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now we want to pray. We didn't even finish reading. We didn't even get to verse 5, where the prayer point is. But you see, Holy Ghost Academy. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds or stripes, we are healed. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Let me look at the prayer point that we're praying. Say, my heavenly Father.
My heavenly Father.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let your death.
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 Never be in vain.
Never be in vain.
Let your death.
Let your death.
Never be in vain.
Never be in vain.
Let your death.
Let your death.
Never be in vain.
Never be in vain.
Let your death.
Let your death.
Never be in vain.
Never be in vain.
In this matter.
In this matter.
In this situation.
In this situation.
In this battle.
In this battle.
Let not your death be in vain. Lord Jesus Christ,
let not your death
be in vain
in
this matter,
in this situation,
in this challenge,
in this challenge,
in this financial issue,
in this financial issue,
in this health issue,
in this
marital issue,
let not your death.
Let not your death.
Let not your
death. Let not your death be in vain.
Let not your finished work.
Yes,
let
Lord, not your finished work
not your finished
be in vain.
On the
let
cross.
Not your finished work
be in vain.
Be
Lord,
in vain.
Be in
let
vain.
Not your finished work
be in vain.
Be in
vain.
Let not your finished work
be in
vain.
Be in vain.
Let not your finished work
be in vain.
Be in vain.
Be in vain.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As the product.
As the product.
As the seed.
As the seed.
Of the finished work.
Of the finished work.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
On the cross.
On the cross.
As the product.
As the product.
Of the death.
Of the death.
And resurrection.
And resurrection.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
I declare.
I declare.
Let not this situation.
Let not this situation.
Let not this principality.
Let not this principality.
Let not this demon.
Lord, let not this demon.
Let not this
let
power.
Let not this power.
Behind this
behind
situation.
Behind this situation.
Behind situation.
Behind situation.
In my life.
In my life.
Behind the situation.
Behind the situation.
In my life.
In my life.
Let not this,
let
demon.
Not this demon.
Let not this
let
principality.
This principality.
Let not this power.
Let not this, this
behind
power.
This situation.
Situation.
Behind this 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 sickness.
Behind this
disease. Behind this battle.
Behind this attack.
Behind this scarcity,
behind this challenge,
with
my business,
with my
career, let not
this
principality,
this demon,
this evil spirit,
these powers,
let them not
rubbish your death,
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 yes, Lord,
or make your death,
or make your death
of no effect,
of no effect,
make your death,
make your
of no effect,
of no effect,
or make your death,
or make your
of no effect.
Of no effect.
Let the powers.
Let the powers
behind.
Behind
this situation.
This situation.
Let the powers.
Let the powers
behind.
Behind
my negative
my
situation.
Negative situation.
Let the powers.
Let the powers
behind.
Behind
this challenge.
This challenge.
This challenge.
This
attack. This battle.
This battle. Let them.
Let them. Let them.
Let them,
them
never,
waste your death.
Your death.
Never
let
waste
them never
your
waste
wet
your
death.
Death.
Never
let
waste
never
your death.
Make your death.
Never waste your death.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Never waste your
never
death.
Never waste your death.
Never cause your
never
death.
Never cause your death
to be of none effect.
Of none
to be of none effect.
To be of none
never
effect.
Rubbish your
never
death.
Rubbish your
never
death.
Rubbish your death.
They should never rubbish your death.
They should never rubbish
therefore,
your death.
Therefore,
let your finished work,
let your finished
arise.
Work
arise.
Arise.
Let your finished work
your finish
arise.
Arise.
And fight for
and
us.
Fight for
and
us.
Fight for
and
us.
Fight for
we
us.
Set.
And
we set.
We set.
The standard.
The standard
of your finished work.
Of your finished work.
Of Christ.
Of Christ.
Against.
Against
any power.
Any power.
Fighting.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
That is fighting.
Fighting.
Us. Against the powers.
Against the
that
powers
are fighting
that
us.
Are fighting
we
us.
Set
we set
your finished work against them.
Against them.
Against them. Today, let your death defend us. Defend us. Let your death defend us. Defend us. Fight for us. Fight for us. Fight for us. Deliver us. Deliver us.
Deliver us.
Let your death defend us.
Defend us.
Defend us.
Defend us.
Defend us.
Let your death defend us.
Fight for us.
And fight for us. Yes, Lord.
Fight for us.
Let your death
fight for us.
Fight for us.
Fight for us.
Defend us.
Fight for 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 us.
Let's just thank the Lord for today. Oh, let's thank the Lord for today.
Yes, Lord.
Lipa parakata kabaya.
Fight for us.
In the
name of Jesus Christ.
Lipa
parukutu kabaya. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord.
Lipa parakata kabaya.
Thank you, Lord. We are grateful, Father, for the answered prayer. We are grateful, Father, for, oh Lord, how you have led us. We are grateful for what you have enabled us to receive today. We believe that, Lord, we are not living the same way we entered. We thank you for what you have done in our lives. We thank you for the prayer point. Thank you for hearing and answering us.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We are grateful, Lord. Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I, Delali Boja, mention your name. I declare
the death
and the resurrection,
of
Jesus Christ,
the
finished work,
of Christ,
on the cross.
It's
my exchange. It's my escape.
It's my exemption.
Therefore, in this situation, before this mountain, before this giant, before this battle, before this attack, before this challenge, before this pain, I declare to this disappointment, to this attack, to this battle, to this pain, to this suffering, to this sorrow, to this disappointment, to this attack, to this battle, I declare the finished work of Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, is my exchange, is my exemption, is my exemption, is my escape, is my exit, so I exit, I escape, I escape, I am exempted, I am exempted, is my exchange. Let it go to another person. That has been reserved as a scapegoat. I have learned my lesson. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Beloved, I don't know your situation. Play this message. Listen well. These are powerful teachings. I'm telling you. I'm recording it myself. Play it. Take the message serious. Pray like this. Stand firm. Continue. Don't let the devil discourage you. Some people, look, God is not a fair weather God. Sometimes God will allow the situation to see whether the good you have been doing, you will continue to do. I'm telling you. Look, it's just a temporary thing. There is so much challenge in the earth. Look, there is so much attack. It's like everything is a standstill.
No money.
Businesses are not doing well.
Shops, people are not buying.
I'm telling you. Look, it's all over. It's all over. And especially Christians. That's why very soon, we are going to organize a conference. A prayer time. I mean, a revival. God just gave me a title. Pushing through. Yes, we are going to organize it very soon. Yes. Pushing through conference. Yes. Pushing through. Exhausted, yet pursuing. Look, there is exhaustion in the air. There is tiredness. I'm telling you. Sometimes you don't even want to go to your shop. Sometimes you don't even want to go to church. Sometimes you don't want to. It is all over. It's the whole world. It's all over. But there is a way through. We must stand and push through. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
Shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.